We've been working on promoting these new proprietary hop varieties we've been growing for a number of years now, and across the last 5 to 6 years, or probably more recently the last 3 years, we've seen a tremendous uptake from brewers in the US, in Europe, and from many other destinations around the world. And we've reached the point now where we've replanted our farms with these varieties. That production is largely contracted, and people are forecasting increased demand as we go forward, and the only way we can meet that is if we spend some money and grow some more.
Well, Tim Lord, tell us about this in an international context, because when you think of the beer industry, Australia's not really such a big player, is it, compared to the big culture of beer from, say, Europe and America. So would you say that we're kind of the minnows in this industry?
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt about that. I mean, minnows in terms of hop production, you know, we're looking at growing about 1% of the world's hop production. And certainly in terms of beer production, you know, whilst we've got a great country, 17 million hectolitres of beer is relatively small on the world stage. So we've been watching very carefully what's happening in other countries around the world, and in particular in the craft segment. And in America, in Europe, in lots of countries around the world, as it is happening here in Australia now, we're seeing a great support for these smaller brewers who are brewing with local produce and selling their beer within a, you know, fairly close proximity of their breweries.
$15 million and a 50% production increase over the next 3 years. Where is the $15 million going to be spent? What's the critical infrastructure you need?
Well, a big part of this is actually upgrading the infrastructure on our farm in northeastern Victoria. Ross Trevor Hop Gardens has been growing hops since the late 1800s. And currently, the machinery that's installed there is 50-plus years old. It's an older style of English hop-picking machines. And we just don't have the capacity to grow any more or pick any more there. So we've got limitations with our harvest complex. So a good portion of that money, or about half that money, is going into installing new American design hop picking machines, which are currently being built in America. We're going to build new kilns for drying the hops, and new conditioning sheds for resting the hops and getting them in a good condition before we package them or process them and package them. So that investment is key. So it's an upgrade and expansion. And with that, that will double our capacity to process hops on that site.
So out of this investment, what's it going to mean? What changes might we see in Tasmania?
Well, we're going to see new gardens being installed. We're looking at leasing additional land. We've already filled Bushy Park, taken Bushy Park back to its production capacity, if you like. There's a lot of baby hops in the ground up there, which will be harvested in future years. But the demand's such that we're now speaking with some other landowners and looking at leasing land for growing more hops. So it's a relatively expensive process to put that infrastructure in. We're looking at greenfield sites. We've got to install all the irrigation infrastructure and then build the trellis and get the hops in the ground. So, yeah, costs a lot of money.
Can you put a value on the Tasmanian brand? Because, you know, it is part of the debate, the clean, the green. We've seen the recent moratorium on fracking for 5 years, moratoriums on genetic engineering in Tasmania. How important is that, or would you say it's more the varieties that you're growing? Can you distinguish the difference?
It's a question I get asked quite a lot, and certainly we've gone to market with that clean, green brand, if you like, and it hasn't necessarily resonated with people. It certainly has come down primarily to how these hops perform in beer, what sort of characteristic the brewers find in them. We are finding, as we get more established in some of these markets, that people are taking a greater interest. For example, we had representatives from Kirin in Japan here earlier this week, and they took a tremendous interest in the quality of our processes, the cleanliness of our environment, the sustainability of our farming practices. And so for them, it was very, very important. So it's good news that we're able to tick all the boxes in regard to what they, you know, the questions they had and the things they wanted to see. And in the case of North America, where we're sending quite a lot of the crop, we are seeing more interest in the environment and just in our farming practices and in the clean green image, if you like. And we're starting to see a few of them actually refer to Tasmania and actually reference Tasmania in their branding. And more of them want to come and see what we're doing here, which is tremendous. But yeah, there's brewers across Canada, North America, as far away as Alaska, who are actually referring to Tasmania in their branding now and actually looking to leverage that sort of image that Tasmania is being recognised for around the world.